Welcome back to In the Moment. Cataracts affect nearly 70,000 South Dakotans. Cloudy vision impacts our emotional and lifestyle well-being. Dr. John Burdall is an ophthalmologist at Vance Thompson Vision. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Dr. Burdall spoke with SDPB's Kara Headland.
What a cataract is a clouding of the lens that's in your eye. We're all born with lenses. Those lenses are clear and they're flexible. And that allows us to see clearly when we're young and actually zoom in and see some things up close. And as we get older, we lose that flexibility first. And as we continue to age, we lose that clarity, and that's what we call a cataract. So cataracts are really common. They're one of the most common conditions, and one of the most common surgeries that is performed is cataract surgery. In fact, there's about 4 million cataracts surgeries performed per year in the United States. 70,000 people in South Dakota have cataracts, and 24 million people across the United States have cataracts. So if you're told you have cataracts, you're in good company, and we've got good solutions for them.
I always thought it was a growth. I always thought it was just something growing in your eye.
So did I, and I asked that question like 3 times in medical school, and people kept telling me no, and I thought they were wrong, but it turns out they were right. It really is. The way to think about it is you have these kind of lamellae in your lens that line up, and as they become more disorganized over time, light can't go through them as well. The light gets scattered, and you can't see as well. Think of it as looking through a clear window, and then that window gets kind of a spiderweb crack in it, and then another crack and another crack, and light doesn't go through it as well.
And so cataract surgery is really replacing the lens?
Correct. You take that lens out, and you replace it with a new lens.
Okay, so now there are some studies going on, too, that look at, you know, what happens to your emotional well-being, your emotional health, your personal well-being as well, when you can't see things as clearly.
Yeah, so there's a large study done recently by one of the big companies in cataract surgery called Alcon. And in that study, they found that 3 out of 4 patients that had surgery said they were happier and they had a greater appreciation for their lives. And so it's a surgery that not only makes vision better, but vision is so integral to what we do, it makes all of life better, not just vision better. It is really uncommon for someone, and this survey pointed this out, it's really uncommon for someone to have cataract surgery and regret that they did it. It almost always makes vision and life better.
So how do you know when you are ready to have cataract surgery? What's the tipping point to say, yep, go ahead and do this?
So I'm going to reframe the question a little bit and say, first of all, how do you know if you might have a cataract? And the first things that people notice are glare around headlights while driving at night, or fine print, whether that's in reading a book or seeing the scores on a baseball game or something like that on the screen. That's when you know that you may have something going on with your eyes like a cataract. The time to get cataract surgery done is when it's not easy for you to do the things that you would like to do, like drive at night or enjoy a baseball game or read a book. If you can do everything that you need to do in your life, cataracts can wait. But more often than not, there's this frustration that comes along with not being able to see things clearly, and then you know it's time to get your cataracts removed.
Can you correct cataract problems with corrective lenses?
No. So, and that's one thing that we find not infrequently. A patient goes in and they say, I'm just not seeing quite the way that I want to, and they get a new pair of glasses and it changes just a little bit, but then they still say, I'm not able to see out of these glasses as good as I'd like to. These glasses must not be right. That's not the problem. The problem is that the media inside your eye, the lens inside your eye, is not clear, and no matter which pair of glasses you do, you're still looking through a foggy, cloudy window, and you're not going to be happy. So the only real solution to cataracts is cataract surgery.
Now, there's different things that you can choose, right? Different types of lenses that you can choose when you decide on having cataract surgery?
Correct, and this is really important. you really want to understand, how do I want to use my eyes for the rest of my life after cataract surgery? Do I want to wear glasses? Would I prefer not to wear glasses for distance and maybe have my astigmatism fixed? Would I prefer not to wear glasses for distance and near? And this is a challenge for folks to think through, because it really is an opportunity for a lot of patients to see better without glasses than they ever have in their life. But a lot of those options, that part of the option isn't covered by insurance. Cataract surgery is. And so there's a number of resources to help you simulate what that would be like and educate you about that. You can go to websites like mycataracts.com, where you can understand what is astigmatism, what is presbyopia, what is a cataract, and see what's best for you. For those that don't have internet, there's 1-844-MY-CATARACT too, and all of this is non-branded stuff, just educational things to help people understand how do they want to use their eyes for the rest of their life, because cataract surgery is that moment where you're going to decide which lens is going to be with you, helping you see for the rest of your life.
But you can do corrective procedures now without having cataracts, right?
Yeah, but you shouldn't do it if there is an underlying cataract. So if you're young and you don't have cataracts, then LASIK may be a good option, and we can fix astigmatism and nearsightedness and farsightedness. But you don't want to do that if you have an underlying cataract, because it'd just be like putting a pair of glasses over the top of the cataract. The cloudiness is still there, and so you should fix that with cataract surgery, and you can fix all the other things at the same time. The astigmatism, the nearsightedness can all be fixed in one surgery. So the real key is to say, golly, would I like to not have to wear glasses after cataract surgery? Would I like to be able to just throw on a pair of sunglasses? Would I enjoy my glasses not fogging up going in and out of buildings here in South Dakota during the winter or the summer? And those are the questions that people should ask, because we're making a big decision for the rest of their lives.
So are cataracts just part of the aging process, though?
Yep. If you have enough birthdays, you will get cataracts. It is the price of wisdom. And so there are some things that maybe can accelerate cataracts, you know, ultraviolet light, smoking, diabetes. But for the most part, you really can't do anything to prevent them. And when it comes, thankfully, we've got really good solutions for them.
And then you will see better than you probably have ever before.
A lot of times that's true, because, you know, imagine you got your first pair of glasses in 10th grade and you've worn them until you're 60 and you get your cataract and you say, you know, it would be nice to have a multifocal lens that allows me to see distance and up close. And you take a cataract out, and the next day you can see at distance and up close most times. And, you know, my mom is an example of that. I took out her cataracts, and I put in a lens that had a multifocal component to it, and now for the first time in her life, she doesn't wear glasses for anything.
So how many a day do you do procedures like this?
Well, this morning I did 19 surgeries. So, you know, they go quickly. We want to make sure that we're, you know, very good at what we do and make sure that it's personalized to everybody. But the surgery itself takes 15 minutes or so. And, you know, sometimes some eyes are more complex and some eyes are a little bit more simple. But the surgery goes really good, and we do lots of them.
So it's routine for you, almost.
It is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have just fantastic nurses and techs, and I get a lot more credit than I deserve, and they get less credit than they deserve, and so I'm lucky to have that team that I get to work with every day.
So when there's an awareness month for something like cataracts, what do you really want people to know?
I really want people to know that there's resources out there for them, you know, like we talked about with mycataracts.com and other resources. That it's their vision that we're talking about here. And so when you're awake, every moment you're awake, you're using your eyes. And so take the time to understand what your options are, understand that there's a solution for them, and understand how it is that you want to use your eyes for the rest of your life, because it really is one of the amazing things in modern medicine that we can kind of decide together how much you want to wear glasses and how clearly you want to see without glasses after your cataract surgery. I'm lucky to get to do that every day.
You're dealing with more older patients. What other kind of health concerns do you have to worry about when doing these procedures?
Well, one of the things about, you know, patients as they get older is more of our world comes to us through our eyes as the rest of our body starts to wear out. And so seeing pictures of grandkids and, you know, watching television and reading becomes more and more important. And so I think that sometimes people say, oh, well, if I was younger, I would have this cataract surgery. And that's exactly the opposite approach should be taken, which is you use your eyes and you're going to rely on them more and more and more. So let's make them as good as they possibly can be.
But more of a local anesthetic, more of just kind of numbing the eye?
Yep.
They're awake through the whole procedure.
So real quick, let's talk about what the day of cataract surgery is like. A patient would come in. We usually don't even start an IV, although a fair amount of places do still, but we give sedation underneath the tongue. And so patients are relaxed. They don't mind that they're having cataract surgery. The surgery itself doesn't take long. They're probably here with us for an hour and a half that day. And they go home with their loved one that evening and oftentimes go out to eat. And then the next day they're usually seeing better, although it can take a couple of days, but they're usually seeing better the next day. And then we come back a week or so later and do the second eye. And so I usually tell people that take the day off of cataract the day after cataract surgery off, and then after that, just take it a little bit easy, but you can be back to most of your normal activities within 48 hours after cataract surgery.
All right. Well, Dr. Birdall, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today.
Oh, it's so fun, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to educate and increase awareness about cataracts.
Dr. John Birdall is with Vance Thompson Vision. He spoke with SDPB's Kara Hetland. You can hear Kara Hetland on Innovation. She tackles science and research, medicine and technology every other Friday at noon Central.